Welcome to the Cricket 8 podcast. I'm Jared Kimber. I know you're used to seeing the Kesha Ghani and Mega Sinha, but they're not here today because we've got the big boys. Well, the biggest boy, Rob Barron, but also the medium boy that is Stuart Meeker. And we're going to be talking about everything that went on in this first game, but it's not like a match review. What we're really going to be talking about is some themes when it comes to these sides. One, Rob, let's start with the fact that Mustafizur, before the game, we were like, hasn't he been getting smashed for Bangladesh everywhere? That's a huge plus. Forget the fact that he took a bunch of wickets, but that he bowled so well for Chennai, that was a huge plus for them.
It sure was. He didn't finish as well as he started, but 4 for 29, you'll take that all day long. But as we said before the game, if Fizz finds a pitch that he likes, he's lethal. And if that's their pitch for the rest of the season, we expected to spin more, obviously. But he looked pretty happy today, and he is not the person that everybody would have thought would have been their overseas pacer and would have played a lot, but he's played today. He's going to play for a while now, you'd have thought. I thought he was pretty impressive today.
What's the backup option if the Fizz doesn't work as far as overseas seamers go? Like, what sort of direction can they go in?
Well, Patharana's injured, and he would be the main one. Deshpande kindly took Patharana's wides off him today, the fiver game that Patharana always bowls. But Patharana, I don't know how injured he is. They don't release a lot of that info, but I heard 3 or 4 games missing. So Fizz has got himself. If they go pace heavy, are they going to pick Deshpande next time? If they go pace heavy, Fizz is playing. He's in. They don't have any more options other than that, really.
At his best, he was probably the best death bowler outside of Malinga and Bumrah that we've ever seen, right? But today, what I was impressed in was the way he bowled in that middle period when he took all those wickets.
Yeah, I mean, Rob said he didn't finish as well. I mean, I don't think he bowled bad over necessarily. There were a couple of sort of lucky rundowns or sort of top edges and so on and so forth. He would look fantastic. For someone that we both said, and a couple of us said, surprise pick, not really sure, especially at Chennai where it's usually a different sort of pitch. He was, I would probably say, probably the pick of the players on the pitch today. If he hasn't walked away with the man of the match, I don't know who has, then I'd be quite surprised. And good pitch for him, like you say. It was express more so than it would normally be at Chennai, but he used those cutters extremely well, which did grip a couple of times. It was the one who got Cameron Green out with as well. Brilliant bit of bowling. And yeah, if he continues like that, he'll have a very good IPL.
Rob, what about Riot? Because both of us said that he's not the strongest player, and we know this probably suited him a little bit because he could get in, he could rotate the strike, and then obviously once he got in, he scored really well. But I thought he batted brilliantly, and again, they're with RCB, the batting at the top's never been the problem. It's kind of that 5, 6, 7 that they always have their issues with. He looked like he can solve that problem if he's going to bat like he did today.
Yeah, exactly right. Today RCB had that phase of the game that they really didn't want, which is they went 3, 4 and 5, all got out, bang, bang, bang. And then they needed the big recovery job with no insurance. It was, we're going to have to sub Prabhat Desai in if one of you gets out now. And we've got old man Dinesh and you. We've got both our keepers that have got to score all the runs and take us home. And at the time, their run line was about 140. And they soaked up the pressure and they took the 4 and over for a couple of overs and went, okay, you can have these overs. We know you have to bowl some bad pace at us towards the end, and we're going to wait. And if Kartik has faced 20 balls, which is a luxury that he never has anymore, if he's faced 20 balls and he's got Chahar or Deshpande coming on, fireworks. But Rawat played an innings that he hasn't played in the IPL. Certainly last year he didn't. I think his best score last year was 26 or something. It was mature, it was impressive, and it allowed the old man to roll back the years and smash a few into next week. And 173 was a great score from where they were when they were 80 for 5 or whatever it was.
No, definitely. I want to talk about Yash Dial a little bit. Part of the fact that they batted so well, they didn't have to bring in the batting super sub, which meant that Yash Dial could bowl. And that allowed him not to have to bowl 4 overs. His issue is that generally when he bowls 4 overs, he struggles. With the new ball, he bowls really, really well. He was beating the bat and causing all sorts of issues early on, right? If they can just use him when he's best suited, he could be a real extra bonus for RCB.
He was a handful, wasn't he? He utilised that away shape. Always as a left-handed bowler, you're always expecting him to come in nice, sort of Rhys Topley kind of esque, swing it back into the bat, very traditional. And he just kind of went counterwise, which normally in one day T20 cricket you tend not to want to do. You don't want to
give
them extra room to be able to guide it. But he did it brilliantly, which obviously ended up where he got the wicket of the big fish. And you know, he looked a real handful, like you say. I think that would be a real bonus for them, you know, going through with these substitutions for the rest of the season.
Being that you are Asima, just your first thoughts on Deshpande? Was he the emotional ride that you thought he was going to be, Stuart Meeker? We told you he was crazy. Did you not feel at the end that we had accurately summed him up?
I wasn't impressed. I'm not gonna lie. I know what you're saying in terms of, you know, that will boil down to one of his bad days. And I think, it was. Somehow he only went for 9 off that last over, but it looked like he should have gone for 29. It didn't look someone who's comfortable and in flow in the action. That might be the case, you know, with how he bowls. And some days it just really clicks and he looks amazing. But I wasn't overly, I wouldn't necessarily be looking at him being down in the team sheet for the next game.
What if I told you that was his best spell and his worst spell? And that's basically every spell he bowls. But I'll leave that with you for here. Rob, the pitch didn't spin today. This is an important one for the rest of the tournament. Not that we are saying it's not going to spin on every single game, but Chennai is such a, you know, they have stacked their team with spinners for so many years. And, you know, they've got Rachin Ravindra at the top, right? They want the pitch to spin. Didn't spin as much today. Do you think that's going to be something worth noting for the betting markets going ahead?
A bit. I think Chennai will be actually very pleased today because the pitch didn't spin much and they hammered the opposition. Mm. So that's a big tick in the box for them. Looking at the scorecard, who got the wickets, who got the runs, it's not distributed how you would have expected it to be today. Chennai will be very pleased with that. And there is no way that this pitch will not spin, or it will not spin at Chennai for the whole season. It will do at some point. Last time it was, I think, first 3 games runs, and then it went back to cheap hawk 160 defend it. It went like that. So yeah. I would expect very similar again. The pitches will get worse at Chennai, and Chennai will be even more of a force at home. Bangalore are an example of a side that don't really win at Chennai anyway. They're a very good matchup for Chennai. But if you're on Chennai outright, and a lot of people were, they were second favourites, I think, you're already thinking they're looking good to get into the last 4, and then who knows?
Meeks, let's finish here. First game with the 2 bouncer rule. Mm-hmm. We saw a lot of bounces. We saw a lot of wides, mm-hmm. which is one of the things. This wicket actually did have some pace on it. But what, you know, now you've seen a T20 game with that many bounces, kind of what do you expect to see, especially in India with the smaller grounds?
More wides.
A lot more wides.
I was saying to you, it's a bit of a double-edged sword because, yes, it can or it can bring wickets. I would say double-edged sword, catch 22, whichever one you want to call it.
Sword 22.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean. it's one of those where it could potentially bring more wickets, but it's obviously going to go for a lot more runs. And the thing I'm thinking out in India is the grounds aren't the biggest of grounds. They tend to be a lot smaller. If you had that at the Oval, I would be utilizing about double bouncer over every single over I bowled.
Big wide boundaries.
Big wide boundaries, huge square. India, not so much. So the likelihood that, especially if it was a similar pitch as what it was today at CSK, the top edges going for sixes rather than, you know, dropping short of the boundary, or you know, just using the pace, or you know, people being able to just swat it. I think it was a point at the start, the pitch looked quite fresh, and Faf du Plessis just looked like he was standing on top of it and swatting it, you know. If that's the way it's going to go, you're going to see a lot more of those types of runs coming into play throughout the tournament. But yeah, I mean, look, something had to go back in the favour of the bowlers a little bit, being able to utilise
it. They've had it too good for too long.
Well, whether it does actually suit them, or whether it does actually prove to be a useful tool, I'm not sure.
Beautiful. Thank you very much to Stuart Meeker and Rob Barron for their incredible work today. And even if Rob, what would you give yourself out of 10, Rob, on your betting today?
Yeah, 9.
Yep. 9 out of 100.
Results not great, rationale wonderful. See you next time.
Thank you very much for everyone for joining us. Remember, subscribe to this. We'll be back every day, whether you're here on the YouTube or Facebook, on the main page, or listening in the podcast feed. We'll be doing so much content all the way through this IPL. I'm Jared Kimber. Thank you very much, and we'll see you again on Cricket 8.